John Hansen with the Block Club Chicago Report. Good morning, John. The Chris Kindle Market in the Loop, the lines are longer than ever, and there's a reason why, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, they've been long for a long time, right, Bob? And it's been a crowded Chris Kindle Market. It has been rated as the most crowded Chris Kindle Market in all of the world. So they've decided to recently implement a capacity, 1,553 visitors at a time, which sounds like plenty to me. But when you look at what was happening even during COVID, the restrictions were like double that, more than double that, 3,494. So we can't really get an answer on why things had to be even more restricted than they were during the global pandemic in 2021. So a lot of people are wondering, okay, that does make things a little bit better in terms of, you know, shoulder room as you walk around Chris Kindle Market. But then I got to wait 3 hours to even get into the thing. And when you have that little foot traffic or that low of foot traffic, even if it is, you know, moving steadily on through, the businesses are saying they're just not making enough money. Like, it's not sustainable for them to set up a small shop, bring all their tools and all their things, depending on what it is, set it on up, if you're going to literally have less than half the people filtering on in through a day. So the city is trying to work this out. I think it's a tough balance, right? We don't want it to be so crowded that no one enjoys the experience, but we don't want people waiting hours and hours, and we don't want businesses not to show up next year. So right. We'll see.
I didn't realize that last year that Chris Kindle Market in Daly Plaza was ranked the most overcrowded holiday market in the country.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know how they get those rankings, by the way. We rank everything, Bob, these days.
Yes, we
apparently
do. Well, you can always go to the Wrigley Field market. It's
that's
not
true.
As,
oh, and the
not as big.
Offer, and also, like Disney World, there's a $25 fast pass. So to get ahead of the line, Bob. I don't know how I feel about that, but
wow.
There you go.
Yeah, it's too popular. This is an interesting story of a woman who just became a U.S. citizen. Fill us in here, John.
Yes, so we've obviously been talking a lot about immigration throughout the past couple of years, months especially, and this is just a quirky story of timing. Ava Gertovia became a U.S. citizen on this past Wednesday, the day before her husband had been detained by ICE, by agents for immigration. Her husband is an asylum seeker from Turkey. He is Kurdish, and without going into the whole history, the Kurds are a very targeted group in Turkey, or they're a very much maligned group, according to foreign policy experts. So asylum is a different course of seeking fear of obviously being you have to be able to prove that you are in fear of some sort of persecution in your home country. I don't think in the whole thing, but suffice to say he had been going through immigration court hearings and was allowed by all judges to be in the United States throughout this process. And he was taken away the day before his wife was sworn in as a U.S. citizen. So there's a lot of confusion here, right? And we've seen this a lot throughout the last couple of months. Well, who is here illegally? Who is here not? It might seem like a black and white issue, but when you are seeking asylum, it's a very complicated court process. And as long as judges tell you you are allowed to be here, then for all intents and purposes, the law feels like and thinks that you should be here. So there's a lot of confusion. He does have a warrant out for his arrest in Turkey. That complicates things. We don't know what for. We're digging into that more. So there are complicating factors here, but the timing of her becoming a U.S. citizen the day after her husband was taken is notable, and it's something we're diving deeper into.
And he was taken on North Kenmore in Uptown at their home, right?
Yeah, and they felt like it was a targeted thing. It was a local rapid response team that we see has swarmed him and take him immediately. This wasn't just a random pulling or looking at, for papers on the street or something like that.
And finally, the Wiener Circle added again with the free hot dog promotion. You know where I stand on this, John. Enough is enough with this.
I will say, though, if any other company did this, we'd been rolling our eyes years ago. Somehow I think the Wiener Circle gets away with it a little bit more because they're really, truly, authentically Chicago, and people just love it. I will say, Bob, they offered the free hot dogs if Kayla Williams threw four touchdowns against Dallas, and then we got our first win of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there's some magic in the Wiener Circle air that is drifting and wafting hot dog smells towards Soldier Field and beyond. But yes, free hot dogs. And Caleb wasn't able to show up after the Bears, after he got that promotion taken care of. We'll see if Ben Johnson takes his shirt off. He's probably got a busy week. But I know you're over it. For me, as long as they're winning, I don't care what's causing it.
And this will be Tuesday, and if it's anything like last time, at this time tomorrow, people will be lining up for hot dogs, won't they?
You better believe it. Jen Sabella will probably be lining up. She might do a report tomorrow from there for you, Bob.
As I said, give them away to homeless shelters.
That's
feed the
true.
Hungry.
No,
stop with this.
That's a good point.
More at blackclubchicago.org. Thank you, John.